Good morning, how are you doing? It's Classic Hits here. Trina Mara, hope you're in good form. And Ivana Breen from Akina Beauty is back this week with all her beauty knowledge. Good morning, Ivana.
Good morning, Trina.
So here's a question for you. To DIY or to leave it to a professional, the beauty treatments that you should leave to the experts. There's a couple of things you can do at home, but there's a lot of things that you should leave to the professionals.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think, yeah, there's no harm in doing a lot of these things at home, but there definitely are a lot of treatments that you can see on Instagram people doing. I saw this one time, this person had done a chemical peel and given themselves a burn, and they were showing how to get this burn on their skin. I thought, oh my God, it was horrendous.
Yeah,
horrendous.
This is the YouTube culture and the Instagram culture, isn't it, that people think they can do it. So I'm going to go through a few things, a few treatments,
sure.
And I'm going to ask you whether you think that it should be left to the pro or whether you could risk it at home. So waxing, for example.
Waxing, I think you definitely need to leave to the professionals. It is so easy to burn your skin with a wax. And when we were in college, like we had exams in waxing. It took us a whole year to learn how to wax properly. You're not going to learn how to do it properly in 5 minutes by reading instructions.
I also think that you need somebody to pull the strip, because I wouldn't have the nerve to do it myself at home at all.
I know.
you need the girl there distracting you.
Yeah, now there's nothing to stop you from going and doing a waxing course. I know Waxperts Academy do courses for people who aren't trained beauty therapists. And that's certainly, if you want to go and do that and you don't want to pay for money to go into a salon to have it done, then you can certainly go and learn how to do it properly. But go and learn how to do it properly and be certified with it. Do not try and attempt it yourself.
Yeah, because the heat, oh my God, if you get a burn from a wax, you'll know all about it.
Absolutely.
So manicures and pedicures, are they easy enough to do yourself?
They are easy enough to do yourself. I think the main thing with manicures and pedicures that you need to be careful of is with any of the sharp objects. Don't use sharp objects. You need to
have an adult holding your hand.
Exactly.
Use a safety scissors.
Yeah. Just with the cuticle nippers, people tend to be a little bit overzealous with cuticle nippers. But I think, you know, manicures and pedicures, these are little self-care treats that you should be giving to yourself.
I think so. It's very hard to reach your toes.
Yes.
Get someone else to do it for you.
Exactly.
Okay, microdermabrasion. I have a funny feeling I know what your answer is going to be for this one. Leave it to the pro or do it yourself?
Leave it to the pro. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you can do like a mini microdermabrasion. And yeah, there are little devices that you can buy. And some of them are fine, but some of them are a bit too aggressive. And what I don't like about the home exfoliating treatments is that people are overzealous with them and they do it too frequently. And particularly people with oily skin are constantly trying to get rid of their dead cells and their oil. And really, they're doing more harm than good. So definitely leave it to a
professional. Yeah, you can cause trauma, I would imagine, as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so brow shaping. You're looking at my eyebrows now as we discuss this one.
I think brow shaping, when you look at some of the young girls these days going around with their eyebrows, they would do a better job on their brows than I would do, for sure.
Yeah.
So I think brow shaping is okay to do at home. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. If you know what you're doing, I think brow shaped is such an individual thing. What one person is going to like is not necessarily what another person is going to want.
My problem is I can't get them even. One side is a different shape to the other. And I think it's because I can't see my full face.
Yeah, but you know that old one that your eyebrows are sisters, not twins. So they're never the same shape.
No, but I mean, these are distant cousins. They're not sisters.
I think it's nice, again, to go and have your eyebrows shaped by a professional and to give them the right shape.
Okay, I get the hint. All right. Tinting then. So when it comes to tinting your eyelashes or your eyebrows, there are cheap enough kits that you can buy.
Yeah.
Would you risk it?
Again, you need to know what you're doing. Like, I don't tint my own eyelashes because I can't get the tint onto the root of my lash. I'll tint my own eyebrows at home.
Because you can see what you're doing.
You can see what you're doing. But eyelashes, I think, definitely leave it to a professional. Tinting your brows at home, there's not a huge amount that you can go wrong. What I would say is that you do need to do a patch test first, just to make sure that there's not going to be any kind of irritation or reaction, because we have to do that in the salon, so you should be doing that at home.
Instructions. I think it's so cheap to do it in a salon though as well.
Like, exactly.
Why by the time you buy the kit
exactly.
in the chemist and then do it yourself, you might as well just get it done professionally. And then finally, tanning.
Well, I mean, we all know that you can tan yourself at home.
But whether to look nice or not.
Whether to look nice or not is another thing. And again, it's not expensive to have a spray tan done. You know, I mean, you get a spray tan done for quite a reasonable amount these days. So for a nice occasion, definitely you can do it at home. But there are so many at-home kits. I think a lot of Irish women are experts in tanning, so definitely you can do that one at home for sure.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of boyfriends and husbands that are experts at tanning too, because they've got to do the back.
I was out with my girlfriends the other night and one of them was telling me how her son had been on holidays and had a spray tan done before he went over. So yeah, the guys are doing it these days as well.
I think they're doing it whether they want or not, because the girlfriend's saying, I can't reach that bit, will you do my back or whatever? Exactly. Yeah, there'll be a load of guys opening up salons now, specialising in tanning. Ivana, how can we contact you?
So it's Akina Beauty and Laser Clinic on Facebook and Instagram, and it's www.akina.ie.
So go see the professional. You don't always do it at home. Thanks so much. It's Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.